Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, April 20th, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by AppFigures. We've got a ton of news from today's spring-loaded Apple event, so let's get into it. First off, Apple announced a new color for the iPhone 12 mini and iPhone 12. Purple will join the iPhone 12 lineup as the sixth color option from which shoppers can choose. So this means the iPhone 12 lineup is now available in white, black, blue, green, product red, and purple. The new purple iPhone 12 mini and iPhone 12 will be available for pre-orders on Friday, April 23rd, with the first orders shipping on April 30th. We've got a handful of images of the new color at the link in the show notes below. Following the purple iPhone announcement, Apple shifted its focus to the Find My application and finally introduced its AirTag item tracker, which has been rumored for over 2 years at this point. AirTags can be attached to any regular day object, and then you can track that object in the Find My application. So for example, you can attach an AirTag to your backpack, to your keys, to your wallet, or anything else, then locate them in the Items tab of the Find My app. Apple says that AirTags have a lightweight design, and there are two key factors to this: water resistance and a user-replaceable battery. Apple says that AirTags are rated for IP67 water and dust resistance, and they offer over a year's worth of battery life with everyday use. And when the battery does die, there is a removable cover that makes it easy to replace the battery yourself. In fact, the battery inside of an AirTag is a CR2032, which is just a standard coin cell battery that you can buy from anywhere. The pairing and setup process for AirTags is very similar to AirPods, so it's a very integrated process within iOS. Each AirTag incorporates a U1 chip, which Apple says enables unique precision tracking features for users with the iPhone 11 and iPhone 12. The U1 chip can be used to more accurately determine the distance and direction to a lost AirTag when it's in range. So when a user moves around, precision finding fuses input from the camera, augmented reality, the accelerometer, and the gyroscope to guide the user to the AirTag using a combination of sound, haptics, and visual feedback. AirTag is also designed with a handful of privacy features in mind. Most specifically is something that Apple refers to as proactive features that are there to discourage unwanted tracking. Apple explains that Bluetooth signal identifiers transmitted by AirTag rotate frequently to prevent unwanted location tracking. iOS devices can also detect an AirTag that isn't with its owner, and then notify the user if an unknown AirTag is seen to be traveling with them from place to place over time. And even if users don't have an iOS device, an AirTag separated from its owner for an extended period of time will play a sound when it's moved to draw attention to it. And if a user detects an unknown AirTag, they can tap it with their iPhone or any NFC-capable smartphone to be presented with instructions on how to disable the unknown AirTag. You can buy a singular AirTag for $29 or a pack of four for $99. Pre-orders begin this Friday, April 23rd at 8 a.m. Eastern Time, 5 a.m. Pacific Time. The first orders will arrive on April 30th, and you can personalize AirTags with engravings and emoji as well. Apple has also announced a range of different accessories that you can pair with your AirTags, and you can find out more details on those accessories at the link in the show notes below. We are sponsored this week by AppFigures. Do you want to get the numbers behind the latest popular apps and games? This Week in Apps is a new newsletter from AppFigures that rounds up mobile insights and trends every week. This Week in Apps is data first with no fluff, and you can sign up for free at appfigures.com/newsletter. This Week in Apps is a highlight of my inbox every Friday, so you don't want to miss out. That's appfigures.com/newsletter. My thanks to AppFigures for their support of 9to5 Mac Daily. The Apple TV was next on the docket. Apple introduced a new version of the Apple TV 4K with an A12 Bionic processor, giving it even more power compared to the competition. There's also support for higher refresh rate content, but full support for 120Hz refresh rates is not yet there. but perhaps even more notable than the Apple TV 4K itself, Apple also introduced a new version of the Siri remote. The new Siri remote features a silver design with a click wheel at the top to replace the previous glass trackpad. There's also a back button that replaces the old menu button and a power button for the first time. The new Apple TV will be available to order starting on April 30th, and the first orders will ship in the second half of May. Pricing is the same as its predecessor at $179 for 32GB of storage and $199 for 64GB. Notably, the new Siri remote is also available on its own for $59, and it's backwards compatible with the previous generation Apple TVs. Next up, Apple introduced its first redesign of the iMac in over a decade. The new iMac features an all-new design with minimal bezels, plus Apple silicon on the inside. You get a 24-inch display with True Tone display technology, and it's available in an array of new colors. The new iMac is powered by an M1 processor, which is also what we saw in last year's Mac Mini, MacBook Pro, and MacBook Air. The new iMac also features an upgraded FaceTime camera with a resolution of 1080p. The FaceTime camera works alongside the M1's Neural Engine to improve your video quality, and there's also a studio-quality microphone array and support for spatial audio. In terms of design, the new iMac features a slim profile with smaller bezels around the display, but the chin is still there and is similar to the previous generation iMac design, but without an Apple logo. To go along with the new iMac, Apple has also announced a new Magic Keyboard with Touch ID. This marks the first time that Apple has expanded Touch ID to an external keyboard, so it allows you to unlock your Mac, authenticate with Apple Pay, make App Store purchases, and more. The keyboard is also color matched to the color of the iMac itself, as are the Magic Mouse and Magic Trackpad. In terms of pricing, there are essentially two different tiers of the 24-inch iMac. For $1,299, you get an 8-core CPU and a 7-core GPU with 8GB of unified memory, 256GB of SSD storage, 2 Thunderbolt ports, a Magic Keyboard without Touch ID, and a Magic Mouse. This configuration is available in green, pink, blue, and silver. For $1,499, you get an 8-core CPU, an 8-core GPU, 8GB of unified memory, 256GB of storage, 2 Thunderbolt ports, 2 USB 3 ports, a Magic Keyboard with Touch ID, a Magic Mouse, and Ethernet connectivity. This configuration is available in green, yellow, orange, pink, purple, blue, and silver. And you can also choose a build-to-order configuration and upgrade to up to 2TB of SSD storage and 16GB of unified memory. You'll be able to pre-order the new iMac starting on April 30th, and the first orders will begin shipping during the second half of May. Last but certainly not least, we also got a new iPad Pro during today's Apple event. The new 11-inch and 12.9-inch iPad Pro both feature Apple's M1 processor with an 8-core CPU and 8-core GPU, alongside Thunderbolt connectivity on the bottom for the first time. The larger 12.9-inch model also sports a new mini LED screen, which Apple is marketing as Liquid Retina XDR. Apple says this new display offers an even more expansive view and a stunning HDR experience. The 12.9-inch iPad Pro has around 2,500 local dimming zones, enabling a 1,000,000:1 contrast ratio and 1,600 nits of peak brightness. The new iPad Pro also features an upgraded camera system for photography and AR. The front camera now has a 12-megapixel ultra-wide sensor. For FaceTime calls, this ultra-wide camera now automatically pans around to keep the person in frame as they move around the room. The 11-inch iPad Pro starts at $799, the same as its predecessor, but the 12.9-inch model starts at $1099, which is a $100 price increase. Both models are available in 128GB, 256, 512, 1TB, and an all-new 2TB configuration. There's also 5G connectivity for the first time, including millimeter wave 5G support in the United States. So this means that if you max out the 11-inch iPad Pro with cellular and 2 terabytes of storage, it'll cost you $2,099. If you max out the 12.9-inch model with cellular and 2 terabytes of storage, it'll cost you $2,399. The new iPad Pro will be available to pre-order on April 30th and start shipping in the second half of May. We've got more details on everything Apple announced today on 9to5Mac.com, so be sure to check that out in the show notes below. For now, that wraps up another episode of 9to5Mac Daily. You can follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of the show.